Hi, this is Dr. Kim DeRamo, and I am here with my guest speaker, Sylvie Olivier. She is the founder of Golden Heart Wisdom. She is also one of my greatest mentors who has assisted me immensely in stepping into my authenticity, stepping into my path and into my fluidity, and really opening up into abundance consciousness. And I wanted to bring her here for this call so that she could bring some of the wisdom that she's shared with me and so many others about the octaves of consciousness. Now, I've shared on this and spoken on this and how much it's changed my life from going in from struggle and trying to make things happen and really being able to step into the effortless expansion, the effortless expression of myself, and receive so much more. So if you haven't seen the video on the front page of my website, we'll be sort of going deeper into that work of what this really is and what it is to live in neutrality and live in that effortless ease of receiving. So I'm really, really excited that I've been able to have Sylvie on this call with me today to bring this wisdom directly to you. So welcome, Sylvie. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me, Kim. It's an honor and a privilege for me to be here on the call with you.
So why don't you share a little bit about what the octaves of consciousness really is and how we have this protection and ways that we are blocked from our abundance and blocked in our health or wealth or love or all the things we're here to experience. And then also about what is neutrality and how can we experience life this way?
Yeah. Well, first, the octaves of consciousness are a tool that I was inspired to share to our clients for them to be able to open their mind to neutrality. Because when we talk about neutrality for the mind, it's not clear because we don't really know, we don't have practice in neutrality, and we don't really have examples around us as well. So I played music when I was a little girl, and I really loved it. So in each octave in music, we have 12 different frequencies. So that's why we've created these octaves of consciousness. There's plenty of frequencies that are moving around in each of these octaves. And each octave is neither good nor bad. It is. It is what it is. So this is a part of neutrality. We don't judge and we don't compare. So please use this tool with this open mind without judging yourself or judging others. And the same with the comparison. This is not a tool to compare. This is a tool to become aware of what's possible, what is the frequencies that are available in you, for you and around you, so you can step into your true nature of who you really are instead of being confined in only one way of living. So this is really from my heart to yours, the best wish that I can have for you, so you step into your own greatness, your own unique gift of who you really are and what you came into the planet to. So it will be really wonderful to play with these frequencies.
Especially since so many of us have been living in limitation and, like you say, confined. And there's this idea, I can't have more, I shouldn't have more, it won't work, or I have to work hard, or I have to do it this way because this is how it is. And we're living in this sort of self-created limitation. And this is something that accesses us to so much more freedom and so much more receiving.
Yeah, and what we added to these octaves of consciousness for, again, the mind to become aware of the limitations and the confinement, these are the layers of protection. So we have 7 layers of protection that are developed from when we are in the womb. And after that, when we arrive on the planet, we are born, and after we go to a daycare center or to school, and we continue this way, and it becomes harder for the ego mind to just be. So it starts to develop and to develop and to protect itself more and more and more instead of being only in neutrality as the universal mind. So the ego mind is created in the process of survival instead of really living our ultimate lifestyle. So once we become an adult, we are in a lead armor. We protect ourselves, we want to protect our family, and this is really, really hard for us to be totally open to the universe to receive it all, because we think that first we need to protect, and second, we need to make it happen. This is what we've been trained to. If you want something, pull up your sleeves and work hard. Put a lot of effort and you will receive whatever you want to receive. But creating this is creating so much effort and confinement, and we lower the vibration within our own body. And when we do that, the universe cannot bring us everything that is around us. It's like a buffet. Everything is there. Everything is available. But do we make ourselves accessible to all the resources? This is really the question. And this is why we put the octaves of consciousness as a tool to assist people into, first of all, like, just assess where you're at without judging. And once you know it, it's easier to know that there's something else that is available for you and you can access it by releasing these layers of protection, by allowing to become an osmosis with the universe. And it requires something that most people are so afraid of. It's vulnerability. And when I refer to vulnerability, I refer to it with the capital V. This is when we are totally open in neutrality, in osmosis with the universe, but fully protected without the need of the armor. Totally free, totally fluid and light. And the universe provides everything. The only thing that we need to do is a couple of inspired actions, and everything becomes available just in front of us. And I know that it can sound like it's too good to be true, it's not possible, but this is really, really the essence of the human being. This is our birthright to access this abundance. And neutrality is already within us, because we wouldn't be able to live. Neutrality is pure love. We are made of a fabric of pure love. And once we connect with it again, everything will become available and you make yourself accessible to it. All the resources, human resources, financial resources, technical resources, everything, inspired actions that you will become, you will receive like a haha moment. Say, oh, let me do this. And it will create wonder just in front of you in your life stream for you. And it requires also to release your beliefs, to release the crystallized emotion in your body, and to allow other people to live their own experience. Even though we love them, we love our family, we want the best for them, but it's also so very important that we allow them to live their own experience, not for us, but for them. And when we are in this neutrality, this is when we inspire so many people and we become leaders, and we are living our ultimate lifestyle. And with this inspiration, people will go to their own connection. They will connect with their heart with neutrality as well. And because we live mostly in duality, you know, there's black, white, good, bad. There's everything even the emotions, you have joy or sadness, you have fear on one side, and you have love on the other side. But the pure love that I'm referring to is not this duality emotion between fear and love, because the vibration of the love that is conditional is not this pure love that we can allow ourselves to live in neutrality. So do you have some questions, Kim, so you can guide me to whatever you'd like for me to share?
So many things. Well, I'd like you to go a little more into duality versus neutrality as a way of being, like how we do life from duality, where, of course, we need protection because there's bad things out there, or I shouldn't eat this, I should eat that, and how we can recognize this perspective in ourselves and begin to recognize, like, oh, yeah, I am doing it from duality. I am choosing my food from duality. I am relating to my husband in duality, or doing money from duality. And what does it really look like to do life in neutrality?
Yeah. Well, in duality, you know, we always have an opinion. And we think that we need to choose from good or bad. So most people don't want the bad things, so they will go to the good thing. And they will try and try and try to bring only the good into their lives. But what they're not aware of is this: it's the same coin. You know, in duality, you cannot have good without bad, and you cannot have bad without good. It comes together. So when you want to choose food, healthy food, which is good food, and this is unhealthy food, this is not the kind of food that I want to put into my body, we create, and it comes from belief, but we create a protection. And with this protection, the body will lower itself. So even though we eat the healthiest food on the planet, if we continue to choose this food from opinions, we will continue to bring more and more and more contraction into the body. And it doesn't mean that we want to go on the opposite and just eat fast food. It's when we are in neutrality, we have like a conversation, a relationship with the body. So one day, maybe, the body will want to eat a salad. So I will eat the salad. And maybe the next day, it will be a piece of chocolate cake. And I will eat it. And it won't diminish the vibration in the body, because it's not about an idea or a belief that it's good or bad. It's about this relationship with the body in neutrality. But for that, we need to release the crystallized emotions, because a lot of people will eat their emotions. They will want to bring something. So this is not what I'm referring to in neutrality. This will continue to be in duality. Or someone will say, I will be on a diet 5 days a week, but during the weekend, I can allow myself to eat anything. This is not what I'm referring to. This is still in duality. In neutrality, we ask the body, okay, body, which food would you like to eat today? Or let's say you are in a buffet place, and which food would you like me to put in my plate? And you will feel it. You will feel the food that the body requires at this specific moment. So it's not about choosing the food for every day of our life. It's a moment-to-moment relationship with the body. It's the quality of presence that we refer to in neutrality. So in neutrality, we go into our life and we enjoy everything, but in relationship with the body, if we refer to food. Let's talk about money, because money is an important topic, and a lot of people are so much in contraction, and we have a lot of compassion because we've been there, we know what we've been through, so it's not easy. But when we are in duality with the money is we have money or we don't have money. We have money in the bank or we have debts. And when I say the word debts in duality, what do you feel in your body? Most people feel contracted. Okay, this is not something that people want to refer to because they will feel shameful or they're not good enough because they don't have enough. This is, again, is an opinion based on society. So this is in duality. In neutrality, we play with everything. It's not a debt, it's an investment. So we invest in our well-being, we invest in food, we invest in a shelter, so our home, we invest in different mentorship, we invest in clothing. So it's always investing, playing, and enjoying. In duality, you have, you are responsible with money or you are not. This is very black or white.
Well, I want to also speak to how we can study this scientifically, because we are able to see how things affect the body varies depending on the frequency we're at. So there were these studies done where they would take saline water and they feed the plants saline water, which would destroy the plants because it has salt in it and it would destroy the cell walls of the plant and the plant didn't have what it needed. And then they would have the same saline water and they'd have monks harmonize the water. And harmonize, you know, that's something you've really familiarized me with, how to harmonize myself, harmonize my bank account, harmonize my business, all the things I could perceive in judgment to come into neutrality in my interaction with them. So they would have the monks harmonize this saline water that was toxic to the plants, and then they would feed that water to the plants, and the plants would live and thrive and blossom and flourish just as if they received, you know, the best plant food and water. And so they'd look at these studies and say, well, what is creating the difference? And it was the same thing. It was a different principle that's in place around transmutation and transmuting the relationship that the plants have with that water so it's no longer toxic. And the same is true for what you're referring to. It's a new relationship with receiving food and not in judgment, but receiving food as pure energy.
Yes. As pure energy and pure love and enjoyment. You know, when the monks harmonized the water, what they really did is infuse the water with love.
Yes.
Harmonization is an infusion of love. Love is always the answer, always. Pure love in neutrality comes from the heart. Because sometimes we can think that we are in love or we're sending love, but it's like a projection from the mind. This is in duality. It will always bring the negative side of it, always. But when we connect with the heart is the portal to our essence. And the like the container of this pure love. And when we connect with the heart, and for some people, they will feel a warmth. Other people will feel tingling or like bubbles of champagne. It's depending of people, it's different. But when you know how to recognize this connection with your heart, it becomes easier. And, you know, we need practice for that. But when we connect with the heart, you can put your hand on your heart. It will be easier to recognize how the heart will speak to you. And when you are connected to the heart, automatically you connect with pure love. And when you are in this state of pure love, you bathe in it. And now you can welcome the water, the plant. We're not sending love in neutrality. We welcome either people or the water or anything. We welcome them into this bath of pure love, let's say. So it infuses, it harmonizes, so it neutralizes from negative or positive. It comes back to pure neutrality. And this is when, even in science, they recognize it now. This is when we connect to pure love, to neutrality. This is when transmutation can occur with grace and ease. This is when we can receive with fluidity, with lightness, with harmony, because this is our birthright for every human being. We're here on the planet to enjoy neutrality, to enjoy receiving all forms of abundance, to enjoy allowing the reception of inspiration and the manifestation of it. And the heart is the portal to concrete manifestation. Of course, we are very powerful co-creators, so we can create from the mind with so much effort. This is what's going on the planet right now. We continue to create and create and create, but it creates heaviness as well. So much effort. So people become depleted and they're tired and they don't know what to do anymore. They can create, they know it, but there's always something else that they didn't achieve. Because in duality, we want to achieve success. We want to perform. In neutrality, the only thing that we have to do is to be open and welcome. So when we receive, we welcome all the resources and we play with them. And it's really down to earth, even though it doesn't seem like it when I speak, I'm aware of it. But, you know, my husband and I, we came back in Quebec. We spent the winter in the magnificent island of St. Martin. We're going back. We're moving, and we allow the physical abundance to be there, but without the attachment. Another way of sharing the difference between duality and neutrality is we are attached to the physical manifestation of abundance in our life in duality. But we're not in neutrality. In neutrality, we're here to enjoy life to the fullest. So at one point, it will be a house. Another point, it will be something else. But we're not attached to the material. But we are playing with the material. So it's not about we need to be spiritual and release all the material. In neutrality, we welcome everything and we play with it, but we don't need it. This is another difference. In duality, we need security. We need success, because if we don't have success, we're judged and we will be rejected and maybe humiliated. And in neutrality, we don't need anything because everything is already there. We are filled with gratitude. We are fulfilled already. So when we are fulfilled and we are totally present to our space, we don't need anything. It's already full. So we have this gratefulness. We have the joy of the experience. We appreciate the human experience through the essence of the senses. So the essence of the senses is different than only the five senses. The five senses, we need to make sure that we see things, that we can hear them, that we can touch something. But the essence of the senses allow us to be able to receive frequencies that we wouldn't be able to see, let's say, if we only use the five senses. You have the infrared and the, until the ultraviolet. But when we are connected to the essence of the senses, you will feel and see all the nuances so much more because you allow yourself to receive at another level, completely different than when we are stuck in duality and in the daily grind and all the heaviness of supporting our life and the family and doing everything and it becoming exhausting for people. So if you, not you, Kim, I know that you don't feel this anymore, but probably some of the listeners will feel this. And we have a lot of compassion to just allow yourself to be where you're at without judging yourself, without comparing yourself, but enjoying that you can now be aware, okay, this is where I'm at right now, but look at everything that is available for me. Look at all the lightness, the fluidity, the abundance, the harmony that is available. And when you connect with your heart, put your hand on your heart and you breathe. When you breathe, you allow everything that is stuck in your body to move, to become lighter and lighter. And once it will start to move, maybe you will get uncomfortable, but continue to breathe and you will release the duality pattern to move, to move, to move, and you will reconnect to the neutrality that is already there. So it's not about achieving something that is out of your reach. You don't need to become a better person. You're already whole, complete, and perfect as you are. You already are this crystalline heart. It's only to allow the releasing of what you've been taught. That's it.
I want to speak a little bit to that because certainly as I've moved more into neutrality and chosen to reside there more and more fully, when people choose to work with me, that is exactly what happens for them, is the crystallized emotions, the heaviness, the old energies, the fears, all the conclusions they've had that have been keeping them stuck begin to move just by them choosing it. Like as soon as they will pay and say, yes, I'm finally going to choose this. I've been watching for a while, but I'm ready. They'll notice all of that happen. And for some people, abundance starts flowing in. They receive money. They receive checks unexpectedly. Relationships will heal. And then for others, the first thing that happens is the heaviness comes to the surface. The fear is like unbelievably loud, and they're like, oh my God, it just got 10 times worse. I had someone just this week who has been in very severe chronic pain, and after she chose to work with me privately, her pain went up to a 10, and I had kind of told her what might happen, and she said, I knew to breathe through it. And over the course of the day, she said, I knew it was just energy, and I let it come up. And I've resisted this my whole life, but now I finally allowed it to come up and learned, you know, some of the tools I taught her to breathe, to let the energy move. And by the end of the day, so her body actually vomited. Like she said, she vomited like 6 times. Didn't know why, didn't understand what was happening, felt disoriented. And after her body vomited, she had 0 pain. And the next day she had a first pain-free day that she's had in years. And she said, I would have never understood what the heck this is about, because her understanding of the body and pain was very limited. She said, but I'm aware of these crystallized emotions in my body that have been controlling my life are moving. And that's one of the things I'll notice. And that creates so much more freedom and so much more, allows us to heal and lets us receive so much when that moves and when we allow it to move.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, we've been programmed to resist pain.
Yes.
So that's why we don't want to feel the pain. But it's always there. It's like, you know, below the surface, the iceberg in the water. It's there, even though we don't see it. So this is there, but people will resist or repress or do all sorts of funny things to not feel the pain. But once they know that this is part of the process and it will become easier and easier and faster, it's not very long. When we are very committed and we breathe into it, it will start to move and it will release and release and release. The other thing that is very important is to not put expectations on time.
Yes.
Because this is when we will be disappointed and the mind will want to control the way things will be provided. And this is really not in neutrality. We will come back in duality and create all again the same circle. So when we are really allowing what the universe knows, that it's the best opportunity for you right now to fully express the next cycle of expansion. This, yes, yes, even though it's painful, even though it's a relationship or a house or anything that you think is removed from your life, this is the highest and best possible opportunity for you to fully step into this new cycle of creation for you. There's always, I know that we are moving like away a little bit from octaves of consciousness, but is it okay for you, Kim?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
It kind of all pertains so much to it, yes.
Yeah, okay. So each cycle of expansion has three different steps. Speed up, calibrate, integrate. So speed up is obviously you put yourself in a position to speed up your vibration. So let's say someone is working with you, Kim, or listening some of your videos or audio, and they feel better because their vibration will rise. So this is the first step. And this step is fun because we like it when the vibration is higher and we feel elated, we feel good. So it's fun. The second step, let's say, is more uncomfortable because this is the calibration part. This is when the body will move, and sometimes it will create pain. But this pain is to allow the process to accelerate, to speed up, so it can be released from the body. Sometimes it can be financially or with your relationship or at your work, that things will move. And when we want to grab this thing and we don't want, or we're not allowing it to be released from our life, this is when we will create more suffering. So the calibration is the universe acting to accelerate the process. And the integration part, it's when it's completed. This new cycle is integrated in your body, and this is when you will receive the manifestation, the physical manifestation of this new cycle. So when people are, let's say, at the speed up step and they don't see the physical manifestation yet, and they're disappointed, it's only because they don't allow the universe to complete the cycle. So to be fully open, to allow, to breathe into everything and anything will allow yourself to live from neutrality much more faster.
You know, Sylvie, one of the things that I think meant the most to me with integrating this work and integrating neutrality, allowing myself to move into that space, was how I used to try to get there and how I didn't like when I was not there. Like, I'd feel bad and be like, oh, this is awful, and how do I get back into the good space? And so trying to get there was the thing that most, like, prevented me from residing in that space. And I think that's true for so many of us, because we're taught to work on ourselves, we're taught to do more, to learn more. And this actually sort of, it requires that we allow it and that it's effortless. So maybe you can speak a little to that, especially when people are like, well, I'm in so much pain. How can you just ask me to just accept it and do nothing? And people can get a little, be in discord around that. That just doesn't make any sense. That goes against everything that I've learned. How can I allow myself to be in neutrality when I feel like crap?
Yes. Well, there's accepting and allowing. So first, accepting is, okay, I will accept, but blah, blah, blah. Okay, so this is a step. So if you're not ready to allow completely, you can choose to accept. To accept mean that this is the situation I'm in right now. I don't like it, but this is part of the process. And when you're ready to fully allow it, it's like I'm at peace with what is. But being at peace doesn't mean that I feel zen. I can be in pain. I can cry. I can have all sorts of physical manifestation that I don't like. But when we totally allow it, it's faster. But it's not about doing nothing. Okay, in neutrality, we won't put, let's say, drugs. If we need drugs temporarily to release the pain, sometimes it can be the most direct way to allow. So if we are in so much suffering, of course, it will be very difficult for us to allow it. So it's to use all the resources that the universe has in store for us. It's there. It's available. But if we take drugs and, you know, we don't continue to allow, we will come back in duality. If you take, let's say, this drug because it's too painful, but you know that you will breathe into every step of the way, you will allow the emotions to come up, all the thought forms and the beliefs, and you continue to breathe into it, you will allow yourself to move in a direct way without too much suffering. Okay, it's not about putting everything that we know saying this is bad, because we would be back in duality. Drugs are not bad. They are what they are. It's not good or bad. So it's really about choosing the most direct way that is available for us to breathe and to allow the emotions to come to the surface and the beliefs. And this is, it will work for everyone because we are all human beings. It's not about, oh, it won't work for me. The breathing, if you can breathe, it will work. So, but
well, what's the best way for people to invite that expansion where things come to the surface and say, all right, bring it on. I'm ready to face my deepest fears. I'm ready to face and be with my pain. I know for people who, you know, when they feel the calling of the heart and they say yes, like, okay, I'm going to join this retreat. Like when people have signed up for my retreat, they'll feel that quickening right away. What are the ways people can choose that?
Well, you know, they can choose it every day when they wake up. When they wake up, the first thing that they can tell the universe is, today, I choose to be open, and I will breathe to whatever will come to the surface. And they start to breathe already. They can put their hand on their heart and to breathe deeply. Let's say for 2 or 3 minutes. It's not that long. But it will create this practice. And what I share with our clients is they can use their phone and put an alarm every hour or every 2 hours just to come back into the quality of presence and breathe. Because if we are so much contained in the mind, we forget to breathe deeply. And when I say breathe, it's from the belly. You know, one hand on the belly, one hand on the heart, and we breathe profoundly, very deeply, and we release it. A couple of breaths will create harmony, more fluidity in the body. We will become even more productive from the mind. So use your phone or an alarm that just to remind you to breathe and to be at peace with what is. If, even if you're at work, let's say, and you just had an argument with someone, you won't think to breathe deeply if you don't have the reminder at first.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, that's what I teach people with the instant elevation is aware, breathe, choose. And aware is that step of I'm aware of what I'm feeling right now. I'm aware that I'm alive and breathing right now. I'm aware of my body. It's like we can just step in at any moment and then choose to fully embody what it is we're experiencing.
Yes, even though it doesn't feel good. Because even though it doesn't feel good, it's like a proof that we are moving into this cycle of expansion. The mind doesn't like it. I know it. But we know that things are moving. It's another way of sharing this. You know, a tornado. The eye of the tornado is very peaceful, even though it's chaos all around. So we know that there's a lot of chaos in the world right now. But it's either we choose to be in the eye of the tornado and we breathe into who we really are and let the world be the world outside, or we allow ourselves to be in this chaos and we lose ourselves as well. And after, we need to come back. But if it happens, it happens. You don't judge yourself. Say, oh, okay, I've become aware, as you just said. Okay, I just became aware. I lost myself. So I come back in this quality of presence. I breathe and I allow.
Well, we have just another minute, and I'm so glad you've gone into the depth with this that you have, especially with bringing people more deeply into the experience. I first want to let people know where to find you, to follow you, because even just your blogs are very expansive. So Sylvia is at goldenheartswisdom.com, and you can go there to tune in and maybe subscribe to her newsletter, because this is work that, like how I've stepped into with my own work, as you read the blog or as you watch a video or as you just receive it, it allows this transmutation within you. It allows this to awaken within you. It invites you more fully into yourself and into this space of neutrality. So unlike a lot of work where it's like, oh, no, I need to learn more. I'm going to go learn this and learn that and plug into everybody's information that they're sharing. it isn't so much information as it is wisdom, which is Golden Heart wisdom. So I would invite you to connect with Sylvie if this is calling to you. I know it won't call to everyone. I know for me, this wouldn't have even made sense. My mind would have checked me out and said, this is nothing. What is she talking about? Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go learn something. I got to go learn the important stuff because this is all nice and good and whatever. But, you know, I'm in survival here. I need help. And so I couldn't hear this message and, or, you know, similar people like Sylvie. And when I was introduced to Sylvie, I was at a really deep point of desperation where it was like, God, just open me up because I cannot do it like this anymore. I was suffering so much in my life because there was so much resistance. So for those of you who are, you know, this does call to you and you're ready for this expansion, that is the invitation to connect with Sylvie. So is there anything you want to leave people with as we complete?
Yes. The most important thing is to receive love. You know, it's so simple, but it's so profound. And as I said earlier, it's the answer of everything. Everything now that doesn't work very well in your life, the only thing that is required is pure love. And know that through Kim, you are in my heart, in my golden heart, and I infuse you, if you choose to allow it, I infuse you with this pure love, every one of you. It doesn't matter if we know each other or not, because it's way beyond time and space. So just know that pure love is available to you. And again, you also access pure love through Kim. So she's an exceptional being, so happy, and it's a privilege for my husband and I to mentor Kim. And we know that she will assist humanity as a whole. She's already doing it, but it will be so much, so much more. So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so, so much for being here, Sylvie. So much love. And I know from our listeners that they will be expressing gratitude as well. So I'll pass on any comments that come through or questions that come through, and we certainly invite that. So much love and blessings to everyone who's listening, and we will complete. So I'll see you soon. Bye.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.